Hello everybody, and welcome to my grammar clinic. Just recently, a very charming gentleman called Greg sent me a very interesting question by email. He wanted to know about the difference between must and have got to. Here's his email. Dear Fingers, I'm teaching English in Russia, and I've had a few problems trying to tell my students about the difference between must and have got to. Please could you help me? All the best, Greg. Dr. Fingers says, Dear Greg, what an interesting question. I will be delighted to try and help you. Let's see. First of all, you could tell your students that both these words are used for talking about obligations. But there are some important differences. Let's look at them separately. Must. Basically, must is an internal obligation that is felt by the person who's talking. It's like saying, I feel it's necessary to do X. Let's see some examples. I must stop smoking, which means I feel it is necessary for me to stop because it's bad for my health. You must finish this by 5 p.m., which means I think it's necessary that you finish this by 5 p.m. She must stop talking like that, which means I think it is necessary that she stops talking like that. Have got to. On the other hand, have got to is an external obligation that comes from another person or an authority. It can also be related to a law, a rule, or an agreement. Let's look at some examples. I have got to see the doctor, which means I have an appointment to see the doctor, so I have to go. She's got to get her hair cut because she's in the army, which means she has to get her hair cut because a rule in the army says it's obligatory. You've got to take your passport when you go abroad, which means you have to take your passport because there is a law which makes this obligatory. Well, Greg, I hope that's answered your question. You could tell your students that, in fact, the difference between these two words is not so important in the sense that any English speaker would understand what you're saying with must or have to. I'll put some grammar exercises related to this question in the exercise pack so you can practice it too. Thanks again for your inquiry, and I'll speak to you all in the next magazine. Bye. That's Dr. Fingers speaking. Please send your questions or stories to grammarclinic@hotenglishmagazine.ru.